Proclamation number 0812 of 15th of March, 1939. Protection of the Savior. Togetherness. Living God connectedness. To know that they are under the protection of the Savior in hours of need is the most beautiful consolation of all believers. His love embraces his own, and the soul finds peace in the security of this love. Whoever consciously places himself under his protection will experience the miracle of divine togetherness. He will feel most clearly that he no longer walks his life's path alone, but that the Lord and Savior is his constant companion. People are inclined to deny and reject such a miracle because only Theon will can prove it to them. But a child of God who has already found the path to the Father will be able to feel the truth of these words in himself and stand in the midst of the miracle, ridiculed and scorned by his fellow human beings, yet unspeakably happy, unaware of them. And the covenant with eternal love will deepen, and the earth's child will never want to escape from this covenant. It will desire divine love in time and eternity, which is the fulfillment of its deepest longing. It is possible for everyone to stand at the bridge to the beyond, and the path will always be shown to them, yet how seldom this grace is received. How little use is made of the opportunity, and how much more difficult the path to the eternal home is for the human being as a result. With utmost patience the Lord tries to awaken the human being's desire for spiritual food. He gives him the opportunity in every way to establish a connection with the Heavenly Father. Through suffering and worry, through spiritual exchange with more mature earthly people, through imparting spiritual messages, through miracles of creation of every kind. Again and again people are touched by problems for the solution of which they only need to ask for God's help, and precisely through prayer the connection with Him is established. But the human being believes he can solve all questions without divine help and is therefore often still completely off the right path and will never find it on his own. And the beings in the beyond who are willing to help so rarely hear the call for assistance and yet would so gladly grant it to all erring people who misjudge the right path. They want to give but no one desires to receive. They want to assist but people don't desire help. They want to instruct but people don't know hunger and thirst for spiritual refreshment and have no need to increase their spiritual knowledge either. The living bond with their Creator would shape them into God-like beings, yet they prefer a life on earth in alienation and separation from the Creator to this bond and don't consider the immense blessing which arises from it. The few earthly children, however, to whom the Lord gives His word because they are willing and ready to receive for love of Him, are, as it were, constantly under His protection. They are visibly protected from harm and need not fear the dangers of body and soul as long as they fully entrust themselves to the Divine Savior. For they have grasped the purpose of life and strive to fully meet the requirements. They use their strength to serve the eternal deity, they want to assist their fellow human beings and likewise favorably influence their thoughts, they want to do what God requires of them and thus also actively support the word of God, the name of the Lord. They want to overcome all resistance in order to free the soul from all worldly desires, and finally they want nothing more than to give love and receive love. And thus the living union with God must first and foremost lead to spiritual maturity and shape the soul as it is denied to do from eternity. Into the image of God, and to bridge the separation from the Father in order to finally be united with Him for all eternity. Amen.